Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to Can Trends, the show that delivers cutting-edge pricing trends and industry news to the bulk hemp and cannabis markets. Stay tuned for critical market analysis, new products, and even contract opportunities that your business can land on Can Trades Marketplace.
Hello and welcome to Can Trends. I'm Mark Rustelli, the CEO of Can Trade, and I'll be your host today. Before we dive into today's topic about the future of the cannabis and hemp trade shows, part three, it's important to touch on what CanTrade is in relation to this podcast, Can Trends, and inform you about the changes that are going to be happening to this show over the next few weeks. Starting with CanTrade. CanTrade is a B2B marketplace platform that connects buyers and suppliers in the hemp and cannabis industry while providing the tools to track orders, manage clients, and close deals. Every week, we dive into a specific market category and analyze the data derived from over 2,000 businesses utilizing the CanTrade application. We then publish the analysis and talk about it on this podcast, appropriately named Can Trends. Starting next week, this podcast is going to officially become the Hemp Show podcast. Each episode is going to be about 15 minutes and will feature one of the businesses that presented at the Hemp Show. In addition, we will have special episodes in which we crunch market data and talk about industry topics just like we do now. We will also have special long format episodes in which we feature interviews with industry experts and panel discussions that are set to take place at future Hemp Show events. For more information and access to the weekly reports or the Hemp Show, go to cantrade.com and get registered. Let's get started. Welcome to part three of our trade show analysis and insights, where we look into the potential future of the cannabis and hemp trade show environment. Previously, we observed the market implications that COVID-19 had on the cannabis and hemp trade shows. Most events had been canceled or postponed due to the virus and its response, which has impacted both event organizers and vendors with financial losses. However, as often happens in business, new challenges spur innovation. In part two, we examined how cannabis and hemp trade shows are adapting to this new COVID-19 world. In response to the pandemic, cannabis and hemp trade shows pivoted to digitalizing the experience, moving gatherings to virtual spaces, and providing vendors and attendees with some of the value that they would have expected from a live show. The time demands that businesses network through online, virtual platforms in order to remain relevant in the cannabis and hemp industries. Even after the COVID-19 crisis is over and in-person shows resume, virtual events are likely to remain. They may not offer all of or the same value as traditional trade shows, but they do have some huge pros. Obviously, the costs associated with travel, shipping, lodging, and everything else is eliminated. Vendors are able to connect with attendees from all over the country, without the need for airfare, booth setup, and all the things that most people consider the not-so-fun part of live shows. Recently, we at CanTrade launched the Hemp Show, which I've talked about multiple times. At Hemp Show, businesses can participate in a monthly B2B show that focuses on driving connections and allowing vendors to present their brands, their products, and even accept orders and get paid on the spot, all with the CanTrade application. Additionally, unlike live trade shows that are over when it ends, the digital format of the Hemp Show creates marketable content and a 24/7 live wholesale menu that suppliers can go to and will provide ongoing value for all of the attendees. Now, there will always be value in live shows that cannot be replicated by their digital cousins. They will be coming back, and many event companies are making considerations about the right time, place, and protocol. Businesses want to take advantage of the hunger for live events and human interaction. However, they also want to balance that with risk mitigation and the possible negative health consequences that could happen from a live event. To share additional insights into what the future of cannabis and hemp trade shows might look like, we followed up with CannaCon, who held its first virtual cannabis expo last month called Virtual CannaCon. Cannabis exhibitors and industry leaders were brought together on the CannaCon virtual platform to educate and assist entrepreneurs in the cannabis industry. Although when speaking about the future of trade shows and virtual events, Director of Marketing for CannaCon, Angela Gorelli, said, "I think that seminars were similar to the live experience, but the expo side was very different. People were appreciative, but everyone still prefers live events." Trade show hosts like CannaCon are aware of this, and they're preemptively preparing to host their next live show. The upcoming event in Oklahoma City called CannaCon South is scheduled to occur on September 28th and 29th in 2021. The precautionary measures for CannaCon South's event include hand sanitization stations, social distancing signs, markers to eliminate confusion and accidental encounters, compulsory masks, one-way aisles, and booths with taller sidewalls. MJ BizCon, the largest trade show in cannabis, has not disclosed plans or news on the upcoming live trade show or in-person events on their website. But according to the Las Vegas Convention Center, MJ BizCon hopes to return by December 15th, 2021. Organized and hosted by MJ BizCon, the European Cannabis Symposium, a conference that delivers an objective view of opportunities, challenges, and nuances of the European cannabis industry, remains postponed with new dates to be announced in the coming weeks. Producers of the NoCo Hemp Expo also decided to move into multimedia platforms after deciding to reschedule NoCo 7 to March 25th through the 27th of 2021. NoCo's expansion includes the hosting of virtual conferences and trade shows, a podcast, a weekly newsletter, and the introduction of a hemp-themed digital magazine. In association with Let's Talk Hemp Media, the NoCo Hemp Expo team successfully hosted two virtual events this year. The first event, dubbed the NoCo Hemp Expo Earth Week, was held on April 22nd, 2020, and the second event, called Experience Hemp Summer Solstice, took place on June 16th through the 19th of 2020. The Lucky Leaf Expo, the major cannabis and hemp / CBD trade show of its kind, is to be held in Texas after the new cultivation laws were passed, and similarly to Virtual CannaCon, has disclosed information about the upcoming event and precautionary measures that they are taking for safety. We've posted a short list of upcoming digital and live events, so if you'd like to check that out, please click on the link in the description to see the full analysis.
The O Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
So what can we take away from today's analysis in our final insights? The virtual events ignite excitement, expand one's awareness beyond just the four walls of their business or their home office. With limitations in place due to COVID-19, they are currently one of the most useful resources to network and grow business. However, with beautiful booth displays, full-size equipment setups, and the occasional aroma of cannabis in the air, live shows bring a unique value and appeal that virtual events cannot replace. It is likely that the future of cannabis and hemp trade shows will consist of both fully digital and fully in-person events. By combining the two event formats, organizers are able to mitigate the cons of each, yet combine the positive attributes of both. Organizers that are able to execute these combo events that are both in-person and digital will be able to provide more value to both attendees and vendors while reducing the possible negative health risks of an in-person event. It's time to highlight some additional articles that will help you take a deeper dive into this week's topic. This week, we have just one article tacked onto the end of the analysis from CannaCon titled "The Virtual CannaCon Experience." This article provides an overview of the virtual event series with insights into speakers, attendees, and interesting comparative metrics from past shows, including insights into what the team thinks the future of the industry holds. It's time to finish things up with some can trend highlights from the can trade markets. I've been talking a lot about the hemp show, and that's for good reason. First off, the next hemp show takes place in just over a week on November 3rd. The October hemp show was a huge success, and November is just going to build upon that success. The next reason is the one I mentioned at the start of this episode, and that's that this podcast, Can Trends, is going to become the hemp show starting next week. We're excited about the new format and have a ton of awesome businesses lined up to present, so be sure to get registered for the hemp show so you don't miss out. That wraps up this week's episode of Can Trends. Thank you for listening, and if you haven't already, be sure to join the Can Trade Network where your business can trade easy.